Blog Talk Radio.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real, He's real in my soul. My God is real, He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real, I can feel Him in my soul.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Macedonian Call around the globe, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Friday night, May 30th. Praise God. This is the last Friday in May that we'll have the broadcast, but then we'll start a new month of June. And praise the Lord. As the Lord sees fit, we will continue on and just encouraged in God tonight. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And if you'd like to be part of our broadcast and call in tonight at 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. We are just getting started here tonight. Starts at 10 o'clock and it lasts till 12 midnight Eastern time, and our subject tonight is Send Me and I'll Go. Praise the Lord. We've got several requests here tonight. April Fox says her uncle, he takes a few steps forward and something happens where he gets moved back to ICU, still standing on God's word. So let's remember Sister April Fox's uncle tonight. Luanda Turner, she has an unspoken request. Sister Gladys Dittmer, she wants prayer too. She let us know she wouldn't be able to get on the broadcast tonight. She may be listening, but let's remember her. She also says remember Tina and her family, Mark, Delemas, John, Gary, Robert, my family, and she said thank you. Sister Bonnie Burke says, remember her daughter-in-law, that God will heal her. We also have several prayer requests, too. My husband's cousin, Keith Green, he has cancer, and we thought that it was in remission, but it is back, and he needs salvation, so remember him. Also remember my husband, his stepmother, Eula Green. She had been in the hospital. We've not heard if she's out. We think she may be out, but she lives in a different state than us, and we've not been able to get a hold of her, so let's remember her in prayer. And just remember our country, United States of America, and I thank God that we lived in the land of the free, and it needs to stay that way, but we need to turn our hearts to God. You know, we as individuals, many Christians live in the United States, but it's spiraling downhill, I can just tell you that. So The subject again tonight is Lord, send me, I'll go. And also, let's see, if you want to call in, be a part of the broadcast, again, it's 347-989-8862. If you want to reach us by email, it is heisrisen38@aol.com. heisrisen38@aol.com. Praise God. If you want to friend request us on Facebook, it's Joanna and Clinton Green. And it's not and, it's the letter N. So it's Joanna N. Clint Green. Praise God. And we have a call, two callers tonight so far. 205, come in, tell us who you are and where you're located.
Well, that's me. Can you hear
okay.
me?
I can hear you.
This is Beverly, and I'm from Birmingham, but I'm calling from Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to have you, sis.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord, too. And it's a timely subject for all of us. We do want to be sent. I want to be sent, and all of us who love the Lord want to be sent where he wants us to go. So praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. 770, come in, tell us who you are, where you're located.
This is Robin Gresham. I'm from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise God, Sister Robin. Good to have you and Sister Beverly tonight, and I'm sure others will call in here soon. Earwood and Brother John Samples, and just remember too, Brother Eddie Bolton, when y'all pray. He used to be on the broadcast with us. He got very sick, but we hear he's on a really good road to recovery. So maybe he'll get to call in too. Remember Sister Gladys. She's usually with us on Friday nights and Tuesday nights, but something come up in her family, so just remember her. Also remember my husband, his niece, she has an unspoken request, Rose Kinzer. She says, please pray for my brother. He was taken to London Hospital this afternoon for kidney failure. So let's remember those two requests as well. And again, if you want to be a part of the broadcast, it's 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. And Sister Beverly, would you like to read some scriptures maybe, or do you have any prayer requests you might want to turn in, or?
Well, I probably have some unspoken requests. I do have I made a offer on a house in the panhandle, so I am believing that the Lord has sent me from Alabama to the panhandle area of Florida right now, and I'm waiting, just to see if the offer goes through, and the will of the Lord to be done in my life. And I keep thinking of John 14:17. I don't have my Bible open at this moment, but that's the Spirit of the Lord, is the truth. And I'm just very profoundly aware of the line being drawn between the light and the darkness and truth and deception. And it's just at a point in time, I think, where I'm just very thankful that the Spirit of Truth dwells in me. And I know in all you precious people doing the broadcast and listening, and those who love the Lord are not deceived, and the Spirit of Truth dwells in them. And the leading of the Lord can be a sure thing. And I guess that's all I have to say.
Praise God. Amen. And you do the same for us. We also have that same very request before the Lord about our house situation. We're looking to sell our house, and we want the Lord's will to be done on where he wants us to be and which house he wants us to be in. If we're supposed to move at all, we're not really sure. I mean, that's our heart's desire, but maybe that's not what God wants us to. So remember us as well, that same request, sis. So, and Sister Robin, would you like to go ahead? Yeah.
I would. Well, I kept reading this scripture from one all the way through. And one of the things that it showed me was about having ears to hear and eyes to see. And then I got to the verse 8 where it says, I heard the voice of the Lord. And so the Lord led me on the path about his voice. And so in Psalms 29, it says, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters, the God of glorious thunder. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds calf and discovereth the force. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord would give strength unto his people. The Lord would bless his people with peace. Now, the thing the Lord was just showing me over and over, I said, Lord, what would you like for me to say? And he says, his voice. Speak on his voice. Now, in John, it talks about my sheep know my voice. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice.
Amen.
And, you know, how are we to know the Lord if we don't have ears to hear and eyes to see and that we need to listen to what the Lord is saying to us? And in the world in which we're living in right now, people are listening to all kinds of voices. But unfortunately, they're not listening to the voice of the Lord. Amen.
That's right.
That's right, sis. Praise
Thank
God.
You.
Do you have any prayer requests you'd like to be known?
I do. My brother that we prayed for here the other week, David Gresham, he has come home from the hospital. He had the kidney stones. He no longer has the kidney stone, but he's got more kidney stones in his kidneys. So please be praying about that. And also, if you're on a fixed income, sadly to say, your money doesn't go too far. I've put my car in the shop. And I'm just hoping I'm going to have enough money to pay for the repairs. So,
Amen.
Please be praying about that.
Lord, Amen. We sure will. Praise God. If you'd like to be part of this broadcast, it's 347-989-8862. Again, it's 347-989-8862. Hallelujah. So we're going to get this song here, and I hope it blesses you all. And it goes right there along with what Sister Beverly and Sister Robin just shared with you, and we hope this blesses you.
Lord, that's where I long
against the grain, as I call those times to me, to my knees. But there's one thing I can do, so I still owe this thanks to you.
God, that's just how I want to be, is when the Lord speaks to me, to whether he says stay, stay, I'll stay. If he says go, I'll go. And that's how we all, I'm sure, we feel here tonight. Praise the Lord. And we've got another caller here, 423. Come in and tell us who you are and where you're located.
This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood from Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. Glad to have you on here tonight. We've got Sister Beverly with us and Sister Robin, and we've heard from them, and they've turned in prayer requests. Go ahead, brother. Do you want to turn in prayer requests?
Are you ready for them? No, we ain't got them all up our right yet, Sister Joanne.
Okay. Praise God. So if you want to be part of this broadcast, it's 347-989-8862, 347-989-8862, and the broadcast tonight is Here Am I, Send Me. Praise the Lord. So I was thinking here, I'm going to go ahead with my part of it, I guess. 1 Samuel 16. The Bible talks about, it says, I, the Lord, said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, saying, I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided him a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take a heifer with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou wilt do. And thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, comest thou peaceably? And he said, peaceably, I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourself and come with me to the sacrifice, and be sanctified, Jesse and his sons, and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on the height of a statue, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab, and made him to pass before Samuel. And he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by, and he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Again Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord hath not chosen this. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of the brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came down David from that city. I'm sorry. And the Spirit of the Lord came down upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose and went to Ramah. Praise God. And you know, I was thinking here how Samuel was afraid to go because he thought he would be killed by Saul, because God had sent Samuel to anoint the next king. And none of the brothers, and neither did Jesse, even know that it was going to be the youngest brother, the tender of the sheep. Praise God. And I was thinking in 17, we all know the story about David and Goliath, and we know how David, he went to Saul, and I'm going to just try to, I didn't want to read it all, but if you want to look at it, chapter 17 of 1 Samuel explains it all, how David went to Saul, and Jesse had sent, let me just read some of it here. And Jesse, this is David's father, Jesse said to David, his son, take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp of thine brethren, and carry these 10 cheeses unto the captain of the 1,000, and look how thy brethren fare, and take their pledge. Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines. And David rose up early in the morning and left his sheep with a keeper, and took and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the trench as the host was going forth to fight, and shouted for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had put the battle array, army against army. And we know how they were all afraid there. The army was afraid to go up against the Philistines because they had this giant named Goliath. And how David went to Saul and how he was ready. He said he had killed a bear and a lion, and Saul, he gave David his armor, and the armor of Saul was too big for David, so he picked him out 5 smooth stones, praise the Lord, and he was wanting to go. And in other words, David was saying, send me, Saul, send me, I'll go. And you know, that's how we talk to the Lord. Lord, if you want me to go, I'll go. I'm your servant. And Lord, you equip me, anoint me. And David went up before Goliath, and he said, you know, you come to me with a sword and a spear, but I come to you with the Spirit of the Lord, praise God. And if I could find it here, I'll read it just what it said to you. Hallelujah. God is good. I said, and David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and sling it and smote the Philistine in the forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of his sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. Praise God. I tell you, when God calls you, when God anoints you, and I read that to you in chapter 16 of 1 Samuel, Samuel had anointed David and said from that day forth that the Spirit of the Lord would be with David. And this here is just showing you of some what David had done. And I tell you, when God calls you, his gifts and his calling and they're without repentance, praise the Lord. And so if you're out there tonight and you might have walked away from God and maybe you're not doing exactly what you should be doing, you're backslid, maybe you was a preacher at one time and that anointing was on you, maybe you spoke in tongues, maybe you used to give prophecy, maybe you've backed up a little bit, you know, maybe a whole lot. You need to come back to God and let him renew you. Ask him, just repent of your sins, and God will sure, he'll show up. And I feel like singing this here song. I don't have it on YouTube. There's no music with it. I'm going to sing it a cappella. Praise the Lord. God is, he's just so merciful. And you know, while you've got breath in your body, it's not too late. The only unforgivable sin is blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. And once you leave this world, how the tree falleth, so shall it lay. You know, you're judged already whether you're going to make it or not. And some people say don't miss heaven. You missed everything if you missed heaven, and you have. But, you know, there's still more to face. If you've missed heaven, you've got to face hell, and that's eternity. That's forever and ever, and there's no fire escape. There's no way out once you go there. And you don't want to go there. So why don't you give your heart back to God? Praise the Lord. He is worthy. He's good. And he's so merciful to take you back. If you need someone to work, Lord, until the close of the day, and helping a soul that is trying to find a way. And if you need someone to point them to the crimson flow, Lord, send me and I'll go. If there's someone that needs to hear a prayer prayed, if there's someone that needs their soul to be saved, and if you need someone to point them to the crimson flow, Lord, send me and I'll go. Oh, the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few, and there is work for all to do. Through the storms and the rain, through the wind that blows, oh Lord, send me and I'll go. Lord, you fed me when I was hungry, you blessed me through and through. When I needed consolation, I could always count on you. Now I want to share your goodness so that others may know. Lord, send me and I'll go. Oh, the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few, and there is work for all to do. Through the storms and the rain, through the wind that blows, oh Lord, send me and I'll go. Will you go tonight? Praise the Lord for God. Will you come back to Jesus If you're saved already and maybe there's a calling in your life and you've not walked there yet, why don't you step into that calling? Time is short. See, the devil knows he has just a short time. And he's going to work on the saints and he's going to try to wear out the saints. But I tell you, God's got a people, just like Sister Robin and Sister Beverly was talking, that hears his voice. His sheep knows his voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Praise God. You know the Word of God. You've been reading it. You've been studying it for a long time. But there's something there stopping you from taking that step. Praise God. Maybe the minister. Maybe, you know, everybody is to be a minister in this, to witness for God once you get saved. But I believe that someone here is listening tonight, praise God, that has a great calling on your life in these last days. And God has been dealing with your heart. And, you know, don't fear man. I believe it was Timothy said, I will not fear their faces. Or someone told Timothy not to fear their faces. I believe that's right. I'm not too sure, but I know it's in there in the Bible because I've read it when I was afraid to step out and do what God has called me to do. I will not be afraid of people, but I will fear the one that can destroy the body and the soul. You know, obedience is better than sacrifice. Don't be a Jonah. Praise God. Don't go the hard way for God to get your attention. Do it now. Praise God. He said to work while it is day, because night cometh when no man can work. Praise the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel a humbleness. Praise the Lord. I feel like I'm talking to somebody. Hallelujah. And you know, we've got callers on here tonight has made a step to step out and to call on a live broadcast that goes worldwide. I don't know if they've ever experienced or done this before in the past, but praise the Lord, they've made a step. Why don't you make that step tonight, praise God, and give your heart to the Lord if you've not done that. If you've not preached, praise God, then and you're called to preach, get about the Father's business. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. We've got another caller here, and I'm going to get them to come in and say who they are, where they're located, and that is 770-584.
Praise the Lord, Brother and Sister Green. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise God, Brother John. Brother, go ahead and obey the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Well, tonight I believe we are talking about hear my, send me, and amen. And I know maybe some of you have already covered that, but it is out of the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 6, and amen. It was the king Uzzah died and saw a vision. He said, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up. His train filled the temple. You know, there was a vision. This is the time. The Bible says in Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keeps happy is he. And amen, at the time, amen, at the death of the king of Judah, amen, and they had been surrounded, amen, by Syria and surrounded by the enemy, but amen, it was a time of revelation. It was a time of visions, amen. It was a time of God revealing himself, amen, unto his, amen, to his prophets, to his people. Tonight is a time of the revelation of the glory of God, filling, amen, the whole earth. The revelation, amen, of seeing the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, sitting upon the throne. We need to know tonight that he does rule, amen, no matter what's come against us, no matter when we're surrounded by the enemy. You know, the Bible tells us by the prophet Isaiah 59:19. Amen. It says, when the Spirit of the Lord comes in, or when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard. And as you were saying, Sister Brené, the Lord Jesus Christ is raising up that standard within a people. He's raising up his spirit within a people. Amen. When you've been surrounded by the enemy, encompassed about, amen, trenched about, amen, amen, hallelujah, that the Lord Jesus Christ has come. And I saw the Lord high and lifted up, amen. You know, the Bible teaches us, amen, that Jesus said in John chapter 8 and also verse 26 and 27 talks about, amen, that the Father would go with him as, amen, that as he was come and if he would be lifted up, amen. Talks about it also in Matthew where he was lifted up, amen, as the serpent was lifted up, amen, in the book of Numbers. I believe it's sort of somewhere around chapter 14. It talks about when the fiery serpents came in among the people, amen, and amen, as they had chided against the Lord, amen, and as the protection had been put down, amen, and they had come against. These were, just as you said, Sister Green, these were people who had been called to speak. These are people that were called to send, amen, to be messengers. Hallelujah. For God the Father, and amen, as they were called, amen, they had drawn back, amen. Church tonight, if you draw back when you've been called, the Bible says the gifts, calling and gifts of God are without repentance, amen, that you'll be bitten by a fiery serpent. When Adam and Eve draw back in the garden, amen, they were bitten by a serpent. The Bible teaches us, amen, that a serpent will bite without enchantment, and a bad word is no better, amen. But tonight we have that divine protection that we can see the glory of God. We have that revelation as God begins to reveal himself within the inside of us, as he saw him on the throne and high lifted up. Amen. Jesus said in Matthew, he said, if I be lifted up, the Son of Man, in other words, his flesh is hung on the cross as the serpent was hung on the cross. Amen. Or hung on the brazen pole there in the book of Numbers, and everyone that looked upon it, amen, was made whole. Tonight, amen, all of us have been bitten by sin, but tonight, amen, as the Lord Jesus Christ was bitten by a venomous of the sins, of our sins, he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquity, for our guilt, but as he hung on the cross at Calvary, and as he was lifted up, as God the Father saw the revelation, amen, revealed himself to the prophet Isaiah, there, amen, in Isaiah chapter 6, the Lord Jesus Christ was high and lifted up, and as he was lifted up, there was a drawing of all men unto him. Amen. And tonight, hallelujah, we need to know that the Bible says it talks about that his train filled the temple. The word train there means his hem. The hem of his garment had come and filled the temple. Hallelujah. That temple, amen, that's filled tonight is your body. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20, what? Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Holy Ghost, amen, amen, dwells and lives within you, amen, whose temple you are? He said, and said, glorify the Lord in your body, amen, and in your spirit, which belong to God. Tonight is a presentation, amen. There's a coming forth and sending forth. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 12, amen. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church of Rome, he said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself a living sacrifice. It's a time of laying down our life. It's a time of being sent forth as the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. As we make a presentation, this is a daily presentation that we make, that we give our lives, that as the Father has sent, amen, the Son sends us, he says, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. We are sent as messengers. We are sent as to speak the word. We are sent to send forth, and even as he was sent forth. You know, the Bible teaches this in Matthew chapter 9, amen, it says that the train filled the temple. In other words, it's very the hem of the garment, amen, filled the temple, amen. And I, just like I told you in the scripture, we are the temple, and God wants to fill the temple, which is the hem of his garment, the very presence of God coming down and filling your life up to the fullest. When we come and we know of a woman, amen, who is diseased and sick, amen, the Bible says in Matthew 9 and 20, says, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. That was his train filling the temple. And tonight when she touched the hem of his garment, for she said within herself, I may touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. You know, the Bible speaks of in Matthew 10:16. He said, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Here was a woman who had an issue of blood. Here was a woman that was considered unclean, even as Isaiah said, he was a man of unclean lips. He was undone. His life was undone. Amen. He knew and realized that he could do nothing within himself, that his life was only complete and finished by God the Father at that time. And amen, tonight we need to know that all of us are undone tonight. All of us would have unclean lips. But amen, as the self, and amen, that holy presence that cried before the Lord day and night, holy, holy, holy unto the Lord our God, for his glory has filled the bears. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And the holy presence of room of God. God wants to take us into the throne room of God. And we have that access tonight by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because he was sent before us. The Bible says in Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, behold, amen, suddenly my messengers shall come into the temple. Suddenly Christ will come in. Amen. He said, with me I bring my reward according to every man's work. Amen. He said, behold, I come quickly. And God wants to come and do a quick work within you. He wants to fill the temple. You are his temple. He wants to fill you with his spirit as he's been sent to do a purpose in the Garden of Gethsemane when he cried out, amen. He said, amen. He said, let this be possible. Let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. In other words, he was sent. Amen. Amen. And as the Lord, amen, asked, hallelujah, that Lord asked Isaiah, he said, who shall go for us? Hallelujah, who shall go for us? Hallelujah, and that's what he said in verse 7 and 8. He laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sins purged. One coal from the altar of fire. The Bible says, amen, that the finding pot is for silver, the furnace is for the gold, but the Lord tried the hearts when he purged the lips. The Bible says in John chapter 15, verse 3, for ye are clean by the words that I have spoken to you. When Jesus said in Matthew chapter 9, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. This was a woman according to the Levitical law that was unclean, but he said she was made clean when he said, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. She touched, the Bible says. We know, amen, over in Hebrews chapter 4, the Bible says, amen, that there was a certain day where he entered into a rest. In verse 4, he said, when he spake in a certain place, and the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. In other words, there's a place we have to come to. Amen. A place that we've been sent to. Amen. To enter into the rest of God. There's a place that we've been called to stop, amen, from the works, not from the works of God. When you enter into the rest, you begin the works of the Father. Amen. Jesus said in John chapter 4, amen, when the disciples went to get to meet. He's come back, and after he had that relationship with the woman at the well, after revival was brought there in Samaria by someone who was sent. Amen. You know, our lives, amen, the Bible speaks of in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, amen, that we commend ourselves. We're living epistles read and known of men. Amen. And this woman's life, this woman who had an issue of blood, she was a woman that would declare. She didn't come out and declare they say, Lord, hear my, send me. But her life declared, Lord, hear my, send me. Send my message. Send the things that you have said to me. Send the things, amen. Because as she said, if I but did touch the hem of his garment, as his train would fill her temple. Oh, when she touched the hem of his garment, just like the revelation, the vision that Isaiah saw, it was manifested in her life. The Bible says God was manifested in the flesh. Preached unto the Gentiles, received unto glory. This woman, amen, had physically touched the very hem of the master, of the garment of the master. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. She touched him with her faith. He said, the daughter, but Jesus turned to him about, and he said, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole that hour. That very hour. This was the hour. Church, this is your hour to be made whole. This is your hour that your faith will touch the world. This is your hour, which she said, because her gospel, her testimony is being sent forth throughout all the world. Amen. Here was a woman that touched the master. Here was a woman that touched his glory. Here was a woman. Amen. Amen. How many of you have seen hit the glory tracks? Amen. Many of you have seen his glory left behind? And the Bible says, amen, verse 6 of Hebrews chapter 4, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached enter not in because of unbelief. They received a place. He said, there's a place by me. Church, there's a place by him. As Moses came to him, and there was a cleft to the rock, And if you cannot see it, good now, the glory of God, but he come and revealed his glory. He said, I'll pass by and I'll put you in the clefts of the rock. And God is putting, I'm speaking to you tonight, God is putting his children, his sons, his daughters in the clefts of the rock. And he's showing, revealing his glory to you. Oh, as he come back behind the parks, you're seeing the very glory tracks, just like a tire leaves track or a railroad leaves the train tracks. Amen. You're seeing the tracks of glory remaining in your life. Amen. Coming and falling behind him. And as I understand the speakers, amen, that before I got on there, the Bible does declare in John chapter 10, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. He sends you forth as sheep, just like I said there in Matthew. Amen. He sends you forth as sheep. Here was a woman. Here was a woman that was sent forth among the wolves. She was as wise as a serpent. What made her wise as a serpent? A wise as a serpent, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 3 that the serpent was the most subtle and crafty beast of the field. In other words, in the wisdom, amen, of the serpent, amen, was above all the wisdom of all the other beasts in the field. But we have to understand her wisdom was this: if I but touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. That was godly's wisdom. That was wisdom. And she was harmless as a dove. She didn't hurt anybody, but she reached out. Her faith, amen, by her reaching out and touching the hem of the garment, touching the train of the glory of God, of the high priest. Amen. We find, amen, at that time and in that time, hallelujah, she found and touched it. Amen. Tonight, church, it's time for us to touch the hem of the garment. Here am I, Lord, send me. Amen. And as he said in John chapter 8, verse 26, he said, he that sent me did not leave me. In other words, shall go with me. You have to understand at a time that wherever you're sent, wherever God sends you, and you have to understand when he asks the question, who will go for us? God already knew the answer. He says, I know the ending from the beginning. He didn't ask the question, who would go for him, because he didn't know the answer, but he wanted Isaiah to know. Who will go for it? Tonight, God is asking you, and he already knows the answer. Amen. But do you know the answer? Are you going to stand there and say, here am I, Lord, send me. Here am I when no one else will go. I will go. Here am I. Who will go? Who will carry this message? Who will pick up the baton? Who will speak for those that cannot speak? Who will speak for the fatherless and the widow? Who will speak for those in America, amen, and in the other countries, in the States, amen? Who will be the spokesman? Who will be the ambassador? The Apostle Paul said, I'm an ambassador in bonds. But yet he was not bound by anything except for his love, amen, that he had for the Lord Jesus Christ. He come. And the Apostle Paul's life, when his life was changed on the road to Damascus in Acts chapter 9, amen, and when he fell off his horse and he was blinded, amen, the Bible says in Proverbs, there is a way that seems right to a man, but there are other ways of death. The Apostle Paul studied and said under Gamaliel. He knew the word of God, but he didn't know the God of the word. He could quote the law, amen, he knew these things. Amen, but amen, he didn't know the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, who art thou, Lord? He said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. And he becomes from a persecutor to an apostle. Amen. He said, I'm not worthy, amen, but God had called him. And his life proclaimed, David's life proclaimed, amen. He proclaimed when he went into the valley of Elah, come against this uncircumcised Philistine by the name of Goliath. His life proclaimed and declared, even though he never said it, here am I, Lord, send me. Church, all throughout the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, there are people's lives who have proclaimed, Lord, here am I, send me. Amen. Who shall go? Tonight, will you go for the Lord? Will you go and speak, amen, for him? And the Bible says, amen, he said again in verse 7 of Hebrews chapter 4, a limit a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. It talked about, amen, hallelujah, the provocation, the day of provoking, amen, amen, to wrath. Amen. When God had brought and showed his love and brought them through, amen, brought them through the peninsula, brought them through the wilderness, brought them through the proving grounds, amen, brought them to a place of promise. So many of us want to go from being delivered out of Egypt, being delivered out of our world, being delivered out of going from there to the place of promise, and truly we can. We can step, amen, from glory to glory. But we have to understand, amen, that is a process of going through and maturing spiritually, amen, to a realm to bring us to the place. Isaiah didn't come there and say, here am I, send me overnight. This was a process. It had to be, he had to be cleansed, amen, as a coal came from the fire of God, church tonight,
amen.
As the coals come from the fire of God and getting into his pulpit and have a revelation of his glory. That glory needs to dwell down on the inside of his spirit, amen, because here's what happened. Amen. The apostles, amen. They had a lifestyle. They came to a place. They didn't have it at first. In fact, they didn't even have it in the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, because the Bible says in Mark chapter 16, when he appeared to them behind closed doors, amen, the Bible says that those that were there, they sit in unbelief. And because, just like he said, he preached to them, but they sit in unbelief. They couldn't enter into his rest because they didn't believe. Amen. Amen. And hallelujah, the Bible says where Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? It's another day of rest. This is another day of rest. Amen. It's a rest of Jesus Christ. He said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Amen. Tonight, amen. You've got to get yoked up with Jesus. You're not going to go without him. When he sends you, he's going to go with you. He's going to go before you. He's preparing a way. He's making a way. Hallelujah for you. But the Bible says, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Church, tonight, we need to enter into his rest. How do you enter into his rest? One thing, by faith, coming to a place of promise, coming to his word. And the words that he's talking about ceasing is not your natural job, it's not your 9-to-5. That's not what he's talking about. It's time for the world to cease from the works of their flesh, according to Galatians chapter 5. And the Bible says in Galatians 5:19, talks about, and the works of the flesh are these, and it begins to list the works of the flesh. And then it goes into chapter verse 22 and 23, where it begins to list the fruits of the Spirit. The Bible says in John chapter 15, I believe it's verse 8, says, here it is, the Father glorified that you bear much fruit. And it lists about the long-suffering. It lists about the temperance. It lists about love. It lists about gentleness. And it lists about goodness. And all these fruits of the Spirit, amen, come. And every tree, if you're a good tree, you will produce good fruit. In fact, that's the only fruit you can produce. A good tree will only produce good fruit. A bad tree will only produce bad fruit. Amen. It's in the root. The root has to be holy. Amen. The Bible says in John chapter 15, he said, I am the true vine, and ye are the branches. If you abide in me, amen, hallelujah, and I abide in you, you can ask whatsoever you will, and I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. The Bible says in verse 11 here, it says, let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Men fell in the place of promise. Church, tonight, you can't afford to fall in the place of promise. When God has brought you into the promised land, when your hands have handled the grapes of Eshcol, when your hands have handled so fruitful and so magnificent, amen, hallelujah, amen, that it took 2 men to 1 cluster of grapes in the place of promise. For 30 days they walked in the place of promise. But out of those 12 spies, only two of them believed. To receive and believe as what God had said. Amen. Here am I, Lord. Even though he knew he was undone, even though he knew he was unclean, even though he knew he was surrounded, just like Ezekiel. Some of you are going to be likened unto Ezekiel. God just prompted me in the spirit. Ezekiel was sent to, amen, not to a house that would not understand his head, but he made his head as Adam and his flint. God's going to send some of you like he did Ezekiel. Ezekiel was surrounded by a rebellious nation, a rebellious house, that he's going to send you to a house. Mm-hmm. And whether they forbear or whether they receive you, you're going to have a word to speak into their lives. You're going to have a word to speak, and he's going to make your head as Adam and Smith, like he did Ezekiel. He's going to make your feet as hind feet that you can stand, amen, in a time. But whether they forbear or whether they speak the word, the Bible says that we are made, in the book of Jeremiah, watchmen on the wall, and we cannot forbear if the sword comes in the land, and we do not warn. If we don't like do and say, like Isaiah said, send me, Lord. If we don't cry out, we are watching on the wall, and we're in the watchtower, the Bible said. By the prophet, he said, I will sit and watch what the Lord will say to me. When you get in your watchtower, the Bible says, hallelujah, the Bible says, amen, in Proverbs it says the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and is saved. Church, tonight we need to run into that name. We need to get into that name. We need to get in that strong tower of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That name is above every name tonight. When you get in that name, it puts you in a position to watch. And when you watch, amen, you can warn when the war's coming, when the famine's coming, and you can blow that trumpet. The Bible says in Isaiah 58:1, cry aloud and spare not, lift up your voice like the voice of a trumpet. We need to speak and declare the word of God. And as we speak and declare the word of God, not our words, not our opinions, not our thoughts, because the Bible says in Isaiah 58, our thoughts are not his thoughts, our ways are not his ways, as far as
amen.
The heaven is above the earth. So our ways separated from him. And the Bible says, as the rain and the snow comes down upon the earth and causes it to bud and blossom, his word will not return to him void, but it will prosper in that which is accomplished. You want to prosper tonight, church? Speak his word. Just say the word only, and it shall be done. Speak the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Speak the word of God. That's the only thing that will last. That's the only thing that will do. That's the only thing that will stand in his holy hill. And the Bible says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and the spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God divides soul, joints, and marrow, soul, and spirit, and is the discerner of the very thoughts and intents of the heart, even before it even comes forth. The Bible says, call unto me, and I will, amen, show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Amen. In our service this last Wednesday, amen, people begin to ask questions. More than several of them begin to ask questions about scriptures that we just preached about. In fact, actually, the first one there, and we had just forgot that, but these were people that some of them were not able to be there because of sickness or having to work there. And so God's calling me. He said, before you call, I will answer. God had already answered in the services there. They just weren't able to be there to hear that answer. Amen. And so here it is that God will give you the answer. Amen. He said, said he knows what you have need of even before you ask. But in verse 13 of Hebrews chapter 4, it says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. God sees it all, church. God sees every one of you. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Everything is naked. Everything is open to him. It's just like it was back in the Garden of Eden. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. What are we professing tonight? He is the apostle. He's the chief apostle of our profession. Amen. What profession are you in tonight? You might have a job. You might have an occupation. You might be a medical transformer. You might be you might be a worker. You might be a laborer. You might be a welder. But your profession tonight is a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Your profession tonight is, amen, of being that follower and the disciple of the high priest. For we have not a high priest, verse 15, which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. I want to ask you something today. As Jesus was going by this woman, the crowd was pressing upon him. You need to know something. Jesus already felt her infirmities when he went by her. Could he have stopped and healed her? Yes, he could. Could he have stopped and healed her? Yes, he could, because he was already feeling with the touch with her. But you know what he was waiting for? To being touched by her faith. He was already touched. Church, tonight he's already touched by your infirmities. He knows, amen. But have you touched him by your faith tonight? Have you said, here am I, Lord, send me. Here am I, I'm unclean. This woman was unclean because of the issue of blood. But she had a blood transfusion. She had saw the great physician. She had saw the physicians of the world. And after 12 years, she was even worse than better. But today, tonight, this hour, you can see the great physician. You can see the great physician who was not able to heal himself. He hung on a cross. But he said, there'll be a day that they'll say to you, physician, heal thyself. If you are the Son of God, come down off the cross. If you would have, you would have took his place. But we have a high priest who's been touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in, as in all points, tempted like as we are, yet without sin. In all points of his life, the police send out. When they want to find something, they send out an all-points bulletin. They send out an amber alert for those that are men. And this church, believe me, this is going wild. Young women, young men, teenage men and teenage women being taken, using for sex traffic, all because these kinds of things. Oh, these things ought not to be, church. We need to reach out. We need to pray out for these people. Amen. Hallelujah. Being bound by drugs, being bound by alcohol, being bound by these things. There's a need to all be an all-points bulletin. Church, we are. Amen. He's the captain of our salvation, and we need to put out an all-points bulletin that the Lord Jesus Christ is their Savior, their healer, their Lord, their Master. Hallelujah. That is an all-points bulletin. Amen. Hallelujah. We come. Amen. And tonight, amen, if we don't put it out, no one will. If you don't say, here I send me, no one will come. There'll be an hour, there'll be a time, amen. And the Bible says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace.
Amen.
The grace tonight, church. There's a throne of grace. Everything's been put down. All hindrances stopped. He said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. Tonight, let's come boldly. That means walk right up to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. His grace is sufficient tonight, that the power of Christ may rest upon you. Some of you have been seeking for that thorn, amen, in your flesh. But you know what? Let me tell you something tonight. His grace is sufficient to get you through. His grace is sufficient that the power of Christ is resting upon you, and he's bringing you to a perfect strength. For in your weakness is he made strong. Tonight, is your life saying, is it a living epistle? You don't even have it open in your mouth, but is your life saying, Lord, here am I. Send me. Are you willing to stand and say, Lord, here am I. Use me. Here am I. Send me. I'm presenting myself to you. I've seen your glory, but there's even a greater glory tonight. Tonight we're standing before the throne of grace. His grace is sufficient. And tonight will you say unto him, even though you're undone, even though you've been unclean, Lord, here am I. Send me. Fully sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Brother Sister Green.
Praise God, Brother John. That was a wonderful word there. And if you'd like to be part of the broadcast, it's 347-989-8862, 347-989-8862. And if Brother John is talking to you tonight, all you got to do is you take one step and he'll take two. Praise God. And he will equip you. He'll anoint you. He will give you the words to say. Moses said he couldn't go, but Aaron, he was right there to help. Praise the Lord. And God told Moses to open his mouth and he'd fill it. But he did send him a helper. God will send help your way. Praise the Lord. You're not alone in this. Hallelujah. Listen to this here song and it sure will bless you. It blesses me every time I hear it. And we'll get the other callers to obey God. Hallelujah.
In the valley, let your sweet aroma fill my life. Can you say that tonight? Rose of Sharon, show me how to grow in beauty in God's sight. Of 10,000, make me a reflection of your light, of your light, Lord. I pray day stars shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Only you can take what's wrong in me and make it right. Make it right, I pray. Day stars shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Hallelujah. Wounded by the master of deceit. And groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past
God. That's Jason Crabb, and everybody, we know who he is, and he's a wonderful singer, and that blesses me, I tell you. That's what this is broadcast here is about, and I see another caller here, 770-855. Come in, tell us who you are, and is that Sister Robin? Whoops. Sorry, Sister Robin, did you lose us and come back in? Praise God. Okay, Brother Yearwood, hold on just a second here. I wanted to clarify something. I said something earlier about I thought that it was Timothy said that they wouldn't be afraid of their faces, but I actually found it in Jeremiah. Where Jeremiah says, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Praise God. And what I was thinking about in Timothy, at 2 Timothy 4, says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead. But Paul was telling Timothy to go and preach the word, for there'll come in a time where they wouldn't endure sound doctrine, having itching ears, and praise the Lord. I charge thee therefore before God, this is it, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap them to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. So I got those scriptures there mixed up, so I hope I fixed it there. So it's Jeremiah 1, chapter 1, verses 4 through 12. Read that. And 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. Praise God. So the Lord will send us out. Brother Yearwood, you go right ahead, brother, and obey God. Hallelujah. We got plenty of time.
Okay. Praise the Lord. It's good to be able to come back on here once again. We got some prayer requests here, and a praise report we'll give. Then we'll get into the word then.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be back tonight. I just thank God for everything that he's doing, for what he's going to continue to do. And we got word tonight that Brother Yearwood's going to receive a big present on his birthday. We're going to have our, I think it's about the fourth great-grandbaby born on his birthday. So we just give God praise for that. And praise mom and dad, they need to be saved. And remember the grandma and grandpa, they called in tonight and said that they need everybody to pray that they get a job. They also need salvation. So my niece Brenda, she went to UT Hospital yesterday. She's the one that's on dialysis and has leukemia. And she went to see if she was a candidate for a kidney transplant. So just remember her. Pray that she'll get one soon. She needs one. And her daughter was a match for it. So I thank God for that. So Polly Lewis had a feeding tube put in. That is Sherry Lewis's mother, the singer. And Ivan needs a new liver. Let's remember the cop in Denver, Colorado, that was forced to go into the mosque and to worship with the Muslims. And this was right here in Denver, Colorado, so remember that. And let's remember the 12-year-old girl that has leukemia that lives here in Madisonville. And Tim's uncle, Rufus Bivens, is getting worse. He's going to, they're going to try to get him into Vanderbilt. But if he can't get in there, then they're going to send him to Emory Hospital in Atlanta. So remember him. He's in much need of prayer. Bobby Pettit, that comes on from time to time with us, he needs the healing. He's having heart problems. Remember Larry Corden tonight. Eddie Bolton needs healing in his lungs. Let's remember Pastor Saeed, that's back in the Iranian prison for being a Christian. He needs to be released. His wife and two small children haven't seen him in about 2 years. And let's remember Miriam. She's had her baby. She was also thrown in prison in Sudan for being a Christian. And her husband's in a wheelchair. And both babies are in prison with the mother. So let's remember her. She's needing to be released. And she says she will not deny the Lord, and they're supposed to give her 100 lashes and hang her pretty soon. So let's pray that God intervenes on that situation. As Sally McDonald says that she needs prayer for her sister, Martha, who has leukemia, and please pray for Reba and her family. Reba has a lot of sick members in her family and certainly needs our prayers. And Tony Garcia called us today and said to keep his mother, Martha Garcia, in our prayers. She had a small surgery done to put a stent in for dialysis, one that will last longer. And they're going to see how her kidneys will function. And they're hoping that her kidneys will start working on their own. And she can't walk right now. She was in that coma for so long that her brain's still not working like it should. So we need to keep her in our prayers, her hands. She can't move them good enough to feed herself, so she needs God to give her a miracle. My brother Kim will be having eye surgery on June the 18th, and then 3 weeks later he'll have the other eye done. And let's pray for him. He's semi-mental retarded, and he lives by himself in North Carolina, and my sister went up and found him in a pitiful shape the other day, so just remember him in your prayers. He needs to be saved, and he'll also be having a surgery for his hernia. So remember him. His name's Kim. And my nephew, Matthew, had an accident on his job a couple days ago and cut the main artery in his arm, cut it in two, and damaged the muscles and cut the tendons in two. And he also needs salvation. He says he's an atheist, so we need to really pray for him. And my niece, Sedona, was taken to the hospital this morning. She was taking her client to the doctor, and a car hit her and then ran off. And she's okay. She's all bruised up and she's cut up, but the man that was with her is okay. So thank God for that.
Praise the Lord. So you've heard the prayer request there. So have you got your Bibles? Want to turn with us tonight to Genesis, the 22nd chapter. We're going to try to obey God there for a little bit. And we are speaking about Jeremiah, send me. You know, and I tell you what, that's what God is doing right here in Genesis, in several different places, but by the time, the way it looks, we won't have the time to take care of all of it, but we'll get as much of it as we can by the Lord's help and just to obey God. So look in the 22nd chapter of Genesis and starting in verse 1.
And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of.
Amen. Now, you noticed there in that verse 1, it said that God tempted Abraham. You know, I was just studying on that there and just thinking, you know, God... he tempted Abraham there with his son, you know, to take him up there and offer him up as a sacrifice up on the mountain. You know, praise God, God cannot tempt any man with sin, and neither can he be tempted. But, you know, praise God, he told Abraham there, he said, take your son, go up there into the mountain, and, you know, where that I tell you to go. And, you know, praise God, Abraham... was willing to be obedient unto God, and if he hadn't been, we wouldn't have had this chance today. You know, praise God, Abraham, he heard the voice of God, hallelujah, and he heard, and he said, Jeremiah, just send me, praise God. I'm going to let Betty read some more there, praise God, hallelujah.
And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off.
Amen. Now, you know, there in verse 3, praise God, God told Abraham where to take Isaac to, and so he took Isaac, and you know, praise the Lord, if he hadn't have took Isaac and hadn't have went just like God told him to go, my friend, he wouldn't have had this, praise the Lord, I don't want to, praise God, I better just be quiet for a minute, I'm going to get ahead of myself here, praise the Lord.
Verse 4. Yep. And on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto him, said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. So they went both of them together.
Amen. Praise God. Now, you see there, God, Abraham had the faith in God to know that, praise God, that whenever he got up there, where the Lord had told him to go, that he would have a lamb there waiting on him to make of the sacrifice. You know, I praise God, Isaac, he kept saying, Father, we got the fire and we got the offering, the wood and everything. So we got everything, but we don't have the sacrifice. My friend, tonight, God was to speak to us. I wonder how many of us would hear the voice of the Lord special if he was to tell us to take one of our sons, the only son that we had, up on the mountain, go to a certain place to offer him up as a sacrifice. But praise God, God, he tried Abraham there. He knew that he was going to have to give his only begotten son for our sacrifice. And you know, praise God, Abraham, he said, son, there will be an offering, there will be a sacrifice there whenever we get ready. That's what he was telling him. He had enough faith that whenever he told the two young servants there, he said, you stay here with the ass. He said, I will be back. Me and the lad will return again. He had enough faith to know that he had heard the voice of God. He knew, praise God, that him and the lad was going to return one day. Praise God, and I'm going to tell you something. Today, my friend, if God will speak to us, would we hear the voice of the Lord? Or would we turn a deaf ear? It's a time that we need to hear what God says. It's a time that we need to know beyond every shadow of a doubt that when God speaks, we need to hear him. Jesus said, my sheep, I know my voice, and strangers they'll not follow. Today, my friend, we should know. If we've been washed in the blood of Jesus, we'll know when the Lord speaks to us. He did not tempt Abraham there with sin, but he tempted him to see if he would be willing to take his only son up there to offer him up as a sacrifice. My friend, I'm going to tell you something tonight. Abraham, hallelujah, he heard the voice of God, and he didn't He didn't cut himself short. He went to the place that God told him to go. And that's what we need to be doing tonight. We need to go to the place that God tells us to go. Praise God. I tell you what, we're reaching out here tonight around this world. We're reaching around the globe tonight, right here on the Macedonia call, because God has called his. He's ordained this to go forth. My friend, the people that obey God will send the word. That's all we're doing is sending the word. We're sending the anointing of God out across this land. Praise God. I'm going to, hallelujah, go ahead and read some more.
And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I.
Praise the Lord. Here am I. Oh, praise God. I'm so glad that God let that angel call on Abraham. Abraham said, here am I. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. This next verse right here is going to tell us something. Hallelujah.
And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me.
Amen. See, he was, praise God, Abraham was willing to lay his son up on that altar. He hadn't seen yet that there was a lamb, caught over there in the bushes. But praise God, there was a ram caught over there. The angel told him, said, do thy son no harm. Don't hurt him. He done drawed his a knife back and everything ready to take the lad's life. But praise God, the angel called unto him. And hallelujah, go ahead.
And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son.
Amen. You see, God prepared a lamb, or a ram there, for a sacrifice, for that burnt offering. And you know, tonight, my friend, God is repairing us that we go forth, that we be obedient to him, that we hear what he says to us. I tell you what, God is speaking tonight. He's a calling people tonight to go forth, to tell him to go across this land, to minister to the world, to tell them that they must repent, that Jesus come and died on the cross, that he had this life and have it more abundant. Praise God, we got this life tonight because Abraham obeyed God, because Jesus obeyed God and went to the cross. Hallelujah. He's looking for people tonight to be obedient unto him. Hallelujah. It's time that we wake up. It's time that I say a lot of times that we start smelling the coffee and start being obedient unto the Lord. Start being what God tells us to do. He tells us to go here and to go there. And we should be willing to go. If we don't, my friend, we'll not make that journey that he set before us. Praise God. I'm looking for that journey one day to walk out the end of it. Hallelujah. Praise God.
And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy Son, thine only Son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the sea shore, thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, because God had spoken, and Abraham was willing to take his only son and to go and to take him up there and to offer him up as a sacrifice. But God had a lamb, had a ram prepared for him there. My friend, I'm going to tell you tonight, there's a sacrifice prepared for us tonight. And the Word said this whole many nations would be blessed because they heard, because Abraham had heard the Word. Praise God. In verse 18 there, and it said, and in that seed shall all nations of the earth be blessed, because thou have obeyed my voice. You know, praise God, because Abraham obeyed the voice of God, all nations, hallelujah, shall be blessed. And you know, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. You know, if we'll hear the blessings of God and we'll hear the voice of the Lord, he sent us forth just like he has Abraham, just like he has Paul and Peter and James and John and all them others that's in this Word right here. He sent us forth with the Word. He qualified us. He sent us forth to deliver a message to this world. And that's the reason why that we're on the internet tonight, is to tell the world that Jesus died on the cross, that they can have life, that they can make heaven their home one day after a while. But first they've got to hear the voice of God. They've got to hear his voice. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. We're just talking today and then studying about that old spirit that is still in this land, that was there that Saul had before he become Paul. Saul was going across the land. He even had letters to torture and to arrest anybody that was called Christian, to take them and put them to prison, take them and put them to death. He even stood and helped Stephen's jacket, coat, what they were stoning him. And Stephen looked up into heaven, seeing the Father, and seeing Jesus standing at the right-hand side of him. And he said, Father, or he said, Jesus, I require my spirit into thy soul, into thy hand tonight, this day. I'm going to tell you something. Praise God, if we'll be obedient to God, we will. I may have to suffer a few of these things, but it'll be worth it all one day after a while. Praise God, of all the things that has come up on this land, the people are being tortured around the world, and even right here in the nations, they're being tortured for the sake of Jesus. I heard a preacher say today that they could say, God bless you, or anything like that, but they don't want to hear you say, Jesus bless you, because they don't want to hear that name. They took that name out of the schools. They took them out of the courtrooms. They took that name, Jesus, out of a lot of places. But I'm going to tell you something. That name, Jesus, is still going to ring around this world. People are going to hear his voice. They may not hear it from a preacher, but I believe that God is God, that he can speak to us, and we can hear his voice, and we can deliver the message how that God has sent for us to deliver. Hallelujah. I praise God tonight for this. Hallelujah. I praise God for tonight for the time that we're able to speak to you people around the world, because Jesus, he come and died on the cross, not just for America, but he said in John 3:16 that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And John 3:17 said he sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. I tell you what, tonight, my friend, God is calling the world into repentance. He's calling this nation back to the Lord. He's calling your nation back to God. All you've got to do is just be obedient to his voice and hear his voice and look up, praise God. Hallelujah. And you can see the victory in the Lord. You can all you got to do is just say, Lord, come into me. Give me this life and give it to me. And praise God, change me. Wipe the sins away. Put them as far from the east to the west from me to never be remembered of me again. Praise God. God will. He will hear you. He will answer you if you're repenting. Praise God. I thank God for this tonight. Hallelujah. I thank God for this opportunity just to lift up the name of Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Praise God. And that's what's been going on here tonight. The word of God been going out. We've been lifting up Jesus as we lift up, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Praise God. I tell you what, that brought salvation. And that brings salvation to you tonight. If you will hear the voice of the Lord, praise God. Hallelujah. I'll be quiet now and pray for us and look for us there on Tuesday night at 6 to 8 o'clock. Praise God. Turn it back to you, Sister Green.
Praise God. Sounding good, Brother Yearwood, feeling the Lord here at the house. And if he's talking to you, just all you got to do, it's that simple, just pray. And just ask God to forgive you of your sins. If you've never known him, I suggest that you try him. He is good. He has an ear to hear. His hand's not too short that he can't move. He can move. And praise God. Awesome preaching tonight. Tonight has been a wonderful broadcast so far. And just feeling God. I tell you, that was wonderful. I'm going to turn it over to my husband here and Brother Green, he's going to just preach some more to you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Yeah, that was good. Good message, and all the messages tonight been good. And I'll tell you what, just like Abraham and Isaac went up on that mountain, and they went to that place of sacrifice. But, you know, Abraham said, we're coming back. And, you know, I was thinking Jesus is coming back. He went. They say it's possible that he was sacrificed on the very place, or crucified, I should put it that way, crucified there on the very same place where Isaac was taken up on the mountain. And there behind him was the ram caught in the thickets by his horns. And, you know, he came back. Isaac came back. He came back alive. He never died, but he was same as dead, because Abraham was going to kill him. Abraham was going to do what God asked him to do, to take him up there. And, you know, Jesus, or I would say Isaac, is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, he went on that mountain and he died for our sins, praise God. But he's coming back. And And he's coming back in power and great glory, and he's coming back again. And he said he was leaving, but he is going to come back. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. If it were not so, I would have told you. So, you know, Jesus is coming again, and the Bible said he showed himself alive there for 40 days there after the crucifixion. He showed himself alive. And I tell you, if you're not trusting in Jesus tonight, if you're not believing in him, he is the Son of God. He is the one that the Jewish people, the nation, was looking for to come, and they missed it. They didn't understand that it was him. It was, you know, Jesus looked down from that cross and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So they didn't know, you know, that they didn't truly know. There might have been some that did know. But, you know, if they had known, the Bible said one place, I believe in 1 Corinthians, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But, you know, they did it. And they did it because he so loved the world, like Brother Yearwood was saying there in John chapter 3. He was talking, Jesus talking to Nicodemus, and he said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. So he was telling Nicodemus, I'm going to the cross. And, you know, Nicodemus lived to see that, praise God. And you know, it made a believer out of him. I'm sure that Nicodemus, he was already believing in Jesus, because he said, no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And we're talking about being sent tonight, and, you know, just like Abraham was sent to that certain place there on the mountain, and he was sent to take Isaac. I'll tell you, Jesus gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the call is going out tonight. God's calling you, and he's calling you out of darkness into this marvelous light. I tell you, there's light in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a new life that you can find in him. And I tell you, you'll have a new message. You'll not be talking about the things you used to talk about, but you'll be talking about Jesus and how great he is and what he has done for you. He's in the world, and the Bible said he was in the world and the world knew him not. But as many as received him, he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And we're talking about the name of Jesus. There is none other name. Over there in the book of Acts, I believe it's Acts 4:12, the apostles said, there is none other name given among men whereby that we might be saved. But we must be saved through that name of Jesus. There is not another way to heaven. He's the door to the sheepfold. And somebody said tonight, the sheep hear his voice, and a stranger they will not follow. For they know not the voice of strangers, but they know the voice of God. And I'm glad tonight that I know the shepherd's voice, and I'm following the shepherd. And when I follow the shepherd, then he's telling me to go. He told him, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature, and he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And then he goes on to say that there'll be signs that follow them that believe. In my name, he said, they'd cast out devils. Now, I tell you tonight, you can't cast out devils unless you're a child of God, unless you have that anointing that was bought by the blood of Jesus on Calvary 2,000 years ago. We find in the Bible in Isaiah chapter 6, and I believe I'll read a little bit of that there in Isaiah. And, I want to try to get a little bit of something in here that I've looked at today. In Isaiah chapter 6, I want to read a few verses. It says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train build the temple. And Brother Samples, a pastor down there, he preached some on this, and I want to go a little farther here. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth, and so said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. And he said, Go, and tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears,
Amen.
Understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed. He's saying here they could be converted. But there's something they got to do to be converted. They have to be, they have to hear with their ears, praise God, and they have to see with their eyes, and they have to understand with their heart and convert and be healed. There in verse 10, then said I, Lord, how long? And he answered, until the cities be wasted without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate. Now, he's talking to the nation of Israel in the time of Isaiah, and the situation is bad. It's getting, darkness is coming upon that nation, and they've turned their hearts from God. And, you know, I think today many in the United States of America, and that's where we live today, me and Joanna, and some of us on the broadcast, or all of us preaching on the broadcast, and I tell you what, today I believe America is turning her back on God. And God said, who am I going to send? Praise God, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. That's in verse 8 of chapter 6. Isaiah was saying, here am I, send me. And he said, go. And I'll tell you what, it's a time to go today. It's a time to get about the master's business. It's time to put on the whole armor of God and go out and fight the devil with everything you got. I thought about our sister Joanna, my wife. She was talking about David, and he was there at the camp with his brothers, and his daddy had sent him over there to see his brethren. And when he was there, he heard this Goliath roaring, and the people was afraid. And David, with the anointing of God, you know, Samuel had anointed him, praise God. And that anointing was powerful upon his life. And he was not afraid of the devil. And I tell you tonight, you don't need to be afraid of the devil. Now, I tell you tonight, we can go in the power and in the Spirit. We can have that anointing laid upon us by the Holy Ghost, and our hearts filled with the love of God. If we love the Lord with all of our heart, our mind, and our soul, and our strength, I tell you what, we're going to have some good works. And the Bible said that we're saved unto good works. We're not saved to do things contrary to the will of God, but we're saved to obey the voice of the Lord. I believe Sister Robin said something about obeying the voice of the Lord. And I'll tell you what, we need to obey his voice today. We need to hear what he's saying, praise God. He said they need to hear with their ears, and they need to see with their eyes, praise God. But you know, he had God had blinded Israel because of the sin that they were committing. And I want to read over here chapter 5. It says in verse 1, "Now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. My well-beloved hath a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. And he fenced it and gathered out the stones thereof and planted it with the choicest vine and built a tower in the midst of it and also made a winepress therein. And he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, I pray you, betwixt me and my vineyard." God saith, "Judge betwixt me and my vineyard. What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, I brought it forth wild grapes. And now go to, I tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up, and break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. And I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned nor digged, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plant. And he looked for judgment, but behold oppression, for righteousness, but behold a cry." And that was verses 1 through 7. I want to look also over verse 11 of the same chapter, chapter 5. "Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that continue until night, till wine inflame them, and the harp and the viol, the tabret and pipe and wine are in their feast, but they regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of his hands. Therefore my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst. Therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it." And it says some more, but that's the picture that I wanted to give you, how the shape that Israel had gotten in. And God told Isaiah in the year that King Uzziah died, and he saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up. I'll tell you what, he saw the glory of God, and he looked at himself, and he said, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." So I'll tell you tonight, if we get a vision of Jesus, if we could ever see the glory of God, if we could ever have a picture in our mind and get our heart in the shape where we could look and we could see how great God is, and I believe we would be in awe, and I believe we'd be like he was in that day in Isaiah. He said, "Woe is me, for I'm undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips." Now I'll tell you something tonight. We need to clean up our conversation. We need to get our act together. Praise God. We better get our house in order, my friend. We better look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We better get our hand to the plow. We better begin to plow for the Lord Jesus Christ and follow the Spirit of God whithersoever he goeth. Now I read over in Revelation 14 on the top of Mount Zion. Now I see these people that follow the Lamb whithersoever he ever goes. And there's no guile in their mouth. And they follow the Lamb of God. And I'll tell you tonight, we need to follow Jesus. We need to keep our hand on the gospel plow. We need to fight the good fight of faith and stand in the gap. And Isaiah was standing in the gap for this nation of Israel. And I believe, if I remember right, that was the 10 kingdoms was just about ready to go into captivity, and they was just about ready to be dispersed in all the world. You know, they talk about it today, about the 10 lost tribes, and I believe this is getting ready to happen here in the book of Isaiah. And he's trying to spare them. He's trying to tell them to turn their life around. But they've gotten such a mess that God, he's done with them pretty near. He's just going to say, let them go. And don't you get in a place where that God won't speak to you. Don't you get yourself in a condition like they got in here. Because they got in a condition where they couldn't hear God. And God turned them over pretty much so to a reprobate mind. And he said he would do that, to do those things that are not convenient. And he was going to give them up until the cities would be wasted without inhabitant and the houses without man and the land be utterly desolate. Praise God. And the Lord have removed men far away and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. But yet in it shall be a tenth, and it shall return, and shall be eaten as a tilled tree, and as an oak whose substance is in them, when they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. And he's saying here, he's saying there's going to be a remnant. He's always got a remnant, even though most of them, the world is going astray, and they're following after everything comes down the track many times. You know, the multitude has always been wrong. They was wrong in Noah's day, and they'll be wrong in the last days, for the Bible said they'll come a falling away first, and the man of sin must first be revealed, and they're gathered together unto him. And I tell you, the Lord is soon to come, and some may see this a little different than we do. But we believe the rapture is going to happen one of these days, and we'd better be ready to meet the Lord. We'd better be ready to get on board, because that gospel train is pulling out one of these days. I'm going to turn it back to Sister Joanna here.
Praise the Lord. We've got 1 minute left. We're going to pray over the request, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
God.
Jesus. We come
ask that
to you,
move
Father
on
God,
each
for these
and every request,
tonight.
Lord, spoken and unspoken, Lord.
You ask
God,
Father,
Lord, touch Sister Robbie's brother, Lord, with the stones in their body, Lord, that you need, Lord, God. Thank you for moving on him already, Lord.
Father, we ask you, Lord, just touch the healing of
John, Lord, church, and Sister Samples, Lord, thank you for touching her body, Lord, in the name of Jesus,
with
Lord,
our brothers
and sisters, we thank you, God,
prayers,
and
each
of your Lord,
tonight,
Lord,
Father,
your word, let your people, Lord,
be
God, let you know all about it, Lord,
Lord,
let
Lord,
you pray. Praise God. We've done went off the air, and we sure appreciate you all that called in, and you all encourage us each and every week, and we appreciate that. So we'll see you again next Friday, same time, 10 p.m. Eastern time. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
God bless. Good night.
God bless.
Good night. Good night.